Okay, I'd like to introduce the first speaker, Kendra D. from a New Beginning Group of NA in the Central Westmoreland area of NA.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'm Kendra. I'm an addict. I want to thank everybody, for being here. This is awesome. I want to thank Courtney for asking me to speak. When she messaged me and asked me if I would speak, I was like, you have the right person? I was blown away. It's such an honor and a privilege to be asked to speak. And, it's wow. I remember coming up here for the first time, 5 years ago, and I couldn't get a day together. And I just had this overwhelming sense of everything was going to be okay once I got here and sat still for a minute, started listening to people and talking to people. And there's something about this place, the environment, the people, it recharges my spiritual batteries. And I so desperately needed that this weekend so bad, because life has gotten so chaotic and so hectic, because I have a tendency to keep my plate a little too full sometimes. And the women in my we have a real nice way of pointing that out to me. I go to school full time. I have two kids, single mom. I have a 9-year-old and a 1-year-old. And my 9-year-old's 9 going on 18, and my 1-year-old, I don't know how he got to be 1 so fast. But it's so strange. I was thinking last night, and I was talking to the women I stayed with, because I was very blessed. I was talking to my old sponsor, and she's like, we have an extra spot in our room. And just these women, the amount of clean time with those women in that room is over 60 years. I was like, this is right where I need to be right now. And it was so awesome. It's so great. I love the women in my life today. It's amazing. They've taught me how to do the whole Just for Today thing. And I was talking to them last night. I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to say? And we're sitting there and we're having this conversation, and then the one spot I get cell phone reception in down there, I get a call from my mom. And she's telling me about how my kids are just off the wall crazy and not listening and doing this and doing that. So I come back and I'm sitting there and I'm talking to them, and I'm like, what am I going to do with my daughter? She's not listening. She's a mini-me. And how am I going to handle this? How am I going to do that? And the one lady looks at me and she's like, right now you're living in the in the future. You're not enjoying, I was so concerned and worried about what was going to happen and what I'm going to do and what needs to happen, what needs to be done, that I kind of lost that moment and I wasn't able to fully enjoy the moment I was in, and kind of took me back for a second. I'm like, wow, she's right. That's amazing to me. So much can happen in the blink of an eye, and if I'm living in the past and with the woulda, coulda, shouldas, I'm going to miss all that too. And if I'm living in the future, wondering what will be, how will be, and all that, I'm going to miss out on what's right in front of me right now, which was, the unity and the fellowship with all those women. I made some awesome new friends this weekend too. I love this place. This place just does something. It's great. I'm so grateful this retreat's here and it's so close to me. It's amazing that how they pointed out to me. So much can happen and change in a day, and if I'm not in the moment, I'm going to miss it. And some of those things are really good things, and some of those things are not so good. But we make it through. It's crazy. It's so great. And I don't know if anybody actually got to read the Just for Today reading today. But I looked it up this morning, and it's always spot on. And it's doing good, feeling good. We examine our actions, reactions, and motives. We often find that we've been doing better than we've been feeling. The way we treat others often reveals our own state of being. When we are at peace, we're most likely to treat others with respect and compassion. However, when we're feeling off-center, we're likely to respond to others with intolerance and impatience. When we take a regular inventory, we'll probably notice a pattern. We treat others badly when we feel bad about ourselves. What might not be revealed in an inventory, however, is the other side of the coin. When we treat others well, we feel good about ourselves. When we add this positive truth to the negative facts, we find about ourselves in our inventory that we begin to behave differently. When we feel badly, we can pause to pray for guidance and strength, then make a decision to treat those around us with kindness, gentleness, in the same concern we'd like to be shown. A decision to be kind may nurture and sustain the happiness and peace of mind we all wish for, and the joy we inspire may lift the spirits of those around us, in turn fostering our own spiritual well-being. Just for today, I'll remember that if I change my actions, my thoughts will follow. Which I was like, wow. If I change my actions, my thoughts will follow. And that's like spot on, because I've noticed a pattern with myself. Like whenever I get impatient and intolerant with behaviors of individuals around me, like I'm real quick to just snap back and lash out and just, you know, lose my bearings about me. And whenever, you know, like I treat others good, like it lifts everybody else up around us. And the same, like in a group setting, like if one person is like a negative Nancy, like it brings the whole group down. Like it's just that our thoughts can be so powerful, and it's crazy. It's crazy to me. Like, I don't know. And I've heard this, like the chairperson thing all weekend, and I don't think that any of it really sunk in until last night. Like right before the speaker, like, this is just great, like about the NA message, you know, that, you know, no addict anywhere need die from the horrors of addiction. And unfortunately, like, that's a reality. And that reality sucks. And until I started living through that, I didn't understand how difficult, like, it really was. Like, I should have been one of those people that didn't make it, but I had so many people praying me in here. Like, my sponsor I have today, she's like, I've been praying for you for, like, 8 years, dude. I'm like, well, thanks for, like, not giving up on me. She's like, you know, I'm just thinking she's going to come back and she's going to get it, and it's just, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And, like, she prayed me back into these rooms time and time again. And it's just the power of that is just amazing. It's so great. And, like, seeing people pass away from this disease is so rough. Like, my son's father passed away in January. He was 4 months old, and, like, I actually gave him my Just for Today book when he got clean, so I was like, oh my gosh, he still has my book. But, I mean, it's just, so much can change in the blink of an eye like that. If I'm living in that past, and, oh, well, if I would have done this, or if I could have done that, I'm going to miss out on everything that's going on right now. Like with my son, I would miss out on so many things that he does on a daily basis, and I wouldn't be able to fully enjoy that either. And like, it's been nothing short of a blessing that I've been able to stay home at him with him for a full year. Like that's just miraculous to me that I can do stuff like that today. And I don't know, sometimes today, just for today, is such a hard concept to me, because today seems like it's so long. That one of my predecessors used to always tell me, you know, just for right now. I'm like, what does that mean? Just for right now? He's like, just for right now, you're not going to use. I was like, yeah, I can do right now. Totally manageable. I can do right now. He's like, then, you know, like maybe just for the next 5 minutes. And like those 5 minutes turned into 10, which turned into an hour. And then eventually, like, I made it to the point where I could make it a whole day. And now, like, coming up on 3 years clean, sometimes I still can't fathom a whole day, because I get so overwhelmed with life and thinking about what's going to happen tomorrow and what am I going to do next week and, you know, how am I going to do this, and I'm graduating in February and how am I going to do that, like, and I miss out on what's going on right in front of me. And there's so much that goes on right in front of me that if I'm not in the moment, I'm going to miss it. And then I'm going to sit there and be like, oh, well, if I did this or if I would have done that, I wouldn't have missed that. Like, it's just, it's such a concept that I never understood until, you know, you guys showed me how to understand that. Like, you showed me how to do it. You showed me how to take it minute by minute sometimes if that's what I had to do. And, like, that's okay. And, like, eventually I got to the point where, like, a day, like, I can go today without using. And then, like, I get a couple days together and I feel a little bit better about it. And then something happens or something doesn't happen and I'm like, oh, I can't make it the next 5 minutes. Just hold on. Like, it's been one hell of a ride. Like, this, no joke, greatest show on earth. And I heard that and I'm like, what are they talking about? I never understood what all these little slogans and stuff meant until you guys showed me what they meant. And like, I felt what they meant, and I finally started to understand, like, through your eyes, like, that's what that means. Oh my gosh. Like, the whole don't leave 5 minutes before the miracle happens. I'm like, what does that mean? So like, how long do I have to sit here then? Like, that's, I don't get it. Is this going to happen? Like, so much anxiety about the future, and, you know, like, living in the moment, living in today, you know, relieves me of that burden of having that anxiety, and, you know, relieves me of the depression of living in the past, of if I could have done this, if I should have done that. Like, it's just, it's crazy. And I was trying to convince Court to let me speak second. I'm like, well, I think, you know, it's okay, because I'm okay with that today. And then I'm sitting here, and, you know, the gentleman who read the reading has the same name as my son. I'm like, well, there's another sign. I'm like, well, maybe I was supposed to go first, because nothing, I don't think anything happens for coincidences. There's no coincidences. It all happens for a reason. And sometimes I'm not meant to understand that reason, and that's okay. Eventually, somewhere down the line, it'll be revealed to me, and if it's not, it's not. And I'm okay with that today. Maybe not tomorrow, but I'm working on today. That's all I got. Thanks.
All right. I'd like to introduce the second speaker, Sean G. from the Recovery is the End group of NA in the Washington area of NA.
I'm Sean. I'm an addict. It's an honor to be asked to speak up here, and I want to thank Heather and Courtney for getting me up here. I want to thank Kendra. There's not much to say after she just nailed it. On the way up here, I had my sponsor's pregnant wife driving 90 miles an hour, so I had to live just for the day. I was praying the whole way up. But I was thinking back to, like, the beginning of this process for me, and like, how scared I was. This is my first time in recovery, and not knowing what was going to happen in my life, and not knowing where it was going to go, man. And like, the blessings that have happened just through this process, and through putting a little bit of footwork in, and just showing up and working on the things that my predecessors direct me to do. And, like, I don't understand a lot of things, but I just show up and try to do what I'm told. And I overdosed 4 times in 3 days, and I didn't want to die. And then I got dropped off in Washington. And I say all the time, like, I was born in Tennessee, I was raised in Pittsburgh, and I grew up in Washington, and I grew up in recovery. And you guys teaching me just to take this one day at a time. And it's so hard to do that, man. And it's so hard to just understand these things. And when I first started going to meetings and everybody saying, just for today, just for today. And I'm thinking, it's like, what, you know, what the fuck? Silly ass slogan. I don't understand it. You know what I mean? I don't understand it. I didn't understand a lot. And I'm still coming to understand things. And then I realized that there's a reading just for today in our meetings. Then I realized there's a chapter in our text that, you know, of just for today. Then I realized there's a pamphlet of just for today. And it, like, started making sense when I started digging into that literature. You know, I have to dig into this thing. I can't just sit back and expect to get it by osmosis. And, like, sometimes I try to do that. And I didn't even realize how broken I was until through working the steps a day at a time, like, how much my spirit has awoken. You know, I didn't know I was physically, mentally, and spiritually dead. I didn't know that. So I was living my whole life just to die. Like, today, I'm just dying to live my life, man, because it's so beautiful now. Like, this process is so beautiful, and I get so fired up for honesty and seeing people's growth and seeing the miracles that happen through this process. And like Kendra said, like, we lose some people, man. I lost my best friend a couple months ago. I lost my first girlfriend in recovery a couple months ago. And, like, I want everybody to get this. And it just don't always happen like that. But by God's grace and mercy, like, we're all here today, so we all got a chance. You know, if I just live in this moment and just take it on and see the beauty of today. Because I want to get caught up in the past and in relationships and things that happened to me in the past, and I want to put that on the future. And, well, since this happened to you in the past and this happened to you in the past, well, that's how your future is going to be. And that's a lie I'm telling myself. I lie to myself so much. When I honestly share what's going on with me in the moment, I get a little bit of freedom. And there's no feeling like getting that little bit of freedom by honestly sharing with my we and with the people in recovery that helped me to live just for today. And it's such a beautiful process for us to be able to live today, man. Like, I sat around wasting time or waiting for the dope man, waiting for the next one, waiting just so I could nod out and go to sleep. That's what I look forward to. That's what my life was. What I wanted the most was not to feel and to be numb, and that's it. That's what I wanted. That was my goal in life. And like today, like so many beautiful things happen through this process and so many miracles, like I wake up today and live life to the fullest and tackle it, man. And it's so cool to hear Kendra talk about school, because I just started school. You know, and there's people that our predecessors come through and they do these things. And I'm 35 years old. I'm not a young buck anymore. I'm starting school with all these kids, and you know, I can get locked up in fear, and I'm scared. Like, I can't do this, man. I can't make this, you know. And I remember, like, I was using heroin addict for 20 years, man, and I'm standing here clean. What the fuck? I can tackle this. And I use those same skills, and I talk to people. And just that day, I get as much done as I can. And I run a three-quarter house now, and I see some great blessings and some great men, like, really grow up there, you know. And I don't have to get trapped so much in the feelings, like, because I'll tackle all the negative feelings, and I'll keep those negative feelings, and I'll hold those negative feelings inside, and I'll forget all the positive that's constantly going on around me. Like, I'll forget all the miracles that are happening around me. We had 32 overdoses in 2 weeks in our area. Like, guys that we knew passed from this disease. So it's not a joke. Like, I take it very serious. But I like to have fun. Like, I don't have to be on all the time. And I'm going to be up and down. You know, and things are going to happen in life. And I try to share that with somebody so I can live just in the moment. Because when I get caught up in obsession, man, and I'm feeling a certain type of way about anything. Because I can take anything and make it a disaster. No matter what it is. Anything can be a disaster to me. But if I let you guys in and talk about it, and like, you guys give me your experience, strength, and hope, man. And like, I'm like, okay, I can do this. We can get through today. We can get through today. Because I don't do nothing alone. We get through the day. I didn't get clean alone. You guys prayed me in here. And then God surrounded me by a great bunch of men and women. And I feel like I truly got lucky with the people that were placed in my life right off the bat. You know, my birthday is my sponsor's clean date. And like, God just kept showing me things and reasons to stick around and just keep going and just try another day and just try another day and just try another day and just try another minute. And when I first got to recovery, I didn't even know if I wanted to stay clean. I didn't know if I wanted to be around you guys. I didn't know what a key tag was. I didn't know what a home group was. It took me a month and a half to figure out what a home group was. I didn't know what you guys were talking about. But then we get this, you know, and we ask, and we talk and let each other into each other's lives, man. And like, the people I came up with today are my family. They know me on a deeper level than anybody's ever known me in my life. And they love me anyway. They love me for exactly who I am, just for today, man. And there's nothing like that feeling when I think I'm the unique one, that no one's ever been through what I've been through. No one's ever felt the way I've felt. And then I talked to somebody about it, and man, they were just going through the same thing with 10 years clean, 25 years clean. I'm sitting here with 6 months clean thinking, I can't get this, I'm a scumbag. No one goes through the things I go through. And there's a guy with 25 years saying, Sean, I just went through this yesterday, here's what we do. Today you go home and read literature. Today you go home and hit your knees, man. And I wake up tomorrow with a whole different feeling. Because I seem to forget, like, feelings pass. I think, this is it, man. This is how I'm going to feel. This is how it's going to be. This is how life is. I'm hit. This is what it is. And the next day I wake up with a new feeling. 5 minutes later I get a new feeling. Some guy's walking the house talking crazy. I forget all about the drama I was just going through. And I'm laughing at their crazy butts. You know what I mean? And I tend to forget that because I want to be stuck in the negative. I'm so used to guilt and shame and chaos. Like, sometimes I will go and put myself in guilt and shame just to feel like that's what I deserve. And like, we're here for a reason, man. Like, there's so many people I know that I feel in my heart are so much better than me, and they're not here, and they don't have this chance. And like, it's not the first one. If you think doing the first one is hard, like, try not to do the second one. Because I kick guys out of the house, man, and they say, well, I'm going to be back, and I'm gonna pass, and like, we're going to get back on track, and I'm going to recommit, Sean. Like, I really want this. I pray for them, but none of them ever made it back without going to rehab. And that's scary to me, man, because I don't want to feel that. I don't want to feel that pain and horror sometimes, because it is the horror of active addiction. And I forget that. I feel like I just don't want to feel. I just want to be numb. I don't want to feel this shit anymore. I just want to be numb. And I forget all the pain that comes with picking up the first one. I forget that. I'm a quick forgetter. So I try to stay just in today. I try to stay focused on what I have to do right the 6 inches in front of my face. And if I put everything into the 6 inches in front of my face, God ends up working everything out, man. And I wish I would have wrote everything down that I was worried about, and I had no idea what I was going to do. And somehow, some way, not by coincidence in my book, by God, He placed the thing exactly what I needed, exactly when I needed it. Just like Kendra said, the just for day always hits. That happens to me on a daily basis. I go to a meeting, somebody hits. I'm sitting at home alone, somebody calls. Like, it always happens, man. It always comes through. But if I pick up that first one, I'm done. I'm not feeling you guys anymore. I'm filling that void. I'm spiritually dead, right like that. And I've seen it happen, man. And that look in somebody's eyes, it kills me, man. Because we love each other around here. Love like I didn't know what love was. I didn't understand it. And like, you guys have taught me unconditional love, man. And you guys have brought me through so much pain. And I'll tend to put myself in difficult situations. And you guys pull me through them, man. And it's not by accident, it's God's grace and mercy. All I gotta do is have a little bit of courage with a little bit of honesty. And you guys show up, man. And it's never failed me. It has never failed me. Anytime I've reached out, someone's shown up. And sometimes when I don't even reach out, but I just go where I'm supposed to go and put myself in position, the miracle happens. And I go to sleep that night and I wake up the next day saying, man, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for getting me through that one, because I didn't think I was going to make it. And a lot of times I feel like running. I get some responsibilities. We stick around here. We get a couple just for the days in us. And like, I get some responsibilities. And I just want to run. I just want to go back to not feeling, not having anybody hold me accountable. I want to be a little boy and I want to hide from the world. And that feeling comes, man. And it hits me strong sometimes. It hits me real strong. And I hold on and I tell somebody about it. And I say, man, I just want to run. And really, where am I going to go? Because I can't run from me. That's what I'm ultimately trying to do. I'm just trying to run from me. And I can't do that. It don't happen. I'm always taking myself with me. I'm always with the last person I used with me. And that's scary, man. But as long as I don't pick up that first one, I never have to be alone again. We never have to be alone again. I didn't know I'd find some of the best men and women I've ever met in my life. I had no idea. My dad died in this process, from practicing this process. I didn't call my mom first. I didn't call my brother first. I called my sponsor first. And that comes with practice. He always tells me we practice so when the game comes up, we show up. He always tells me we make beast moves in recovery so we can make faith moves in life. And that's powerful to me. Because when I'm feeling all that craziness and I sit down and I read some literature and I go to a meeting and share, then I can step out in faith in that day to know no matter what, God has a plan and I have a purpose. Because sometimes I want to forget that. And when I stay in the moment of today and just do exactly what I'm supposed to do, things just work out. Things just happen. Even in the scariest situations I've been, where I've been so full of fear and so full of self-hate, God always showed up and pulled me through. And it's the hardest thing to do, just to stay in that moment, just to stay right there. But after I practice it for a while, it gets easier. It just gets easier. And people say, Sean, I don't know how you do this. I don't know how you do all these things and keep it going. I just practice focusing on what's right in front of my face and enjoying the beautiful moment. If I'm with somebody, I'm with you. I have a disease of feelings and emotions, man. When I feel another addict, I feel you. I feel you. I feel your heart. I feel your spirit. And we have beautiful spirits. But then when some of my best friends use, I can't even look them in the face anymore. And I run a 3-quarter house, and I get put on people's emergency contact. And we don't die easy. I get a call from a hospital that just says, so-and-so died last night, just wanted to let you know. Blunt, cold. Imagine your family getting that call. My mom's put up a lot. I don't want her to get that call. I don't want the people that love me today to get that call. So I try not to live in the past. And I try not to go too far in the future. That don't mean I can't have a plan. That don't mean I can't dream a dream. That don't mean I can't have a goal, because I do have goals. But to get to that goal, I have to be right here. I have to do the small things right in front of my face to get there. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. So I just want to take a step at a time. That's all I got.